It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. Black here, you there, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We get a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices that you can find. Not only this great show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, you know the drill. Look, man, it's a mobile world, so get mobile. Get moving. Come on now. You know, this is what you got to do in order to get me. Not always, but for a pretty good chunk of the time. And you know something? If you're going to look at and listen to your various different radio shows and really get into what you like, well, you got to be choosy, because we only get you 15 minutes, half hour, whatever it is, per day, and we want you to be around with us. It's literally what it comes down to. I mean, look, you got your iPhone, you got your iPoppy, you got your iWatch, you got your tablet, you know, you went the Android route, you know, your parents got cheap. No, I'm not saying that. But, you know, you got your Android and, you know, all those options as well. Or you're already sitting at your desk, which is a distinct possibility, because the jefe wants you working, and they want you working hard, and they want you working early. So you're in there and you're doing your thing. Well, guess what? Listen to me. That's literally what it comes down to. Listen to me. All right? So, you know, if you happen to be doing that and you're sitting at the, you know, clunky PC, click on the Listen Live button. I'm right there for you. Comes right down to it. And when it comes down to other things, well, there's only one other thing on this show, and that's the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. They're running towards it while we run away from it. So you're out and about, grabbing your cup of coffee, your bagel, whatever the circumstances are. See somebody in union line, do the right thing, you know. Thank them first. And then you can afford to buy them a cup of coffee or a breakfast sandwich or whatever it is. Do that too. Because they're in the line of fire each and every day in one form or another. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, more of the attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me and Robert out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. We're going to have a fun show today. Welcome at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're going to be joined by Marin Ireland, she of Hell and High Water, and new projects as well at 40 After Hour number 2. So we'll have some fun with that as we go forward, and plenty to talk about in the world of sports as well. Tickets are being punched. Coaches are being fired, and all kinds of speculation and rumor and stuff is out there. But you know, we're having a good time, and NBA is talking to the Bulls about their way of going about playing basketball right now. But I got to tell you, I'm driving around yesterday, and I'm listening to a little bit of NFL because I love hearing all the speculation after the combine. So I'm listening to the NFL radio network. And just for jollies, I switched over because it was getting a little redundant. And I went to the NBA, and I heard the story about Kevin Love and he opening up and talking about the panic attack that he actually had on the court this season. And the backing that he got immediately from players, ex-players, it was heartwarming in many ways. And DeMar DeRozan came right out and said that he suffers from depression. And he was talking about how his acknowledgement of that maybe helped Kevin Love opening up about the panic attacks that he's having. And I'll tell you, this is not an easy thing to do. You know, I went through a point in my life where, you know, I was between jobs and, you know, this isn't an easy industry, and I got depressed, and, you know, they used antidepressants on me for a little while, but I came out of it pretty quickly. But it's just that feeling of helplessness is just brutal. It really is. And DeMar DeRozan gave an interview with the Toronto Star last week about his bouts of depression and saying that they can become overwhelming, and they can. You know, when you look at players in any athletic endeavor, the pressure is just extraordinary. And I don't care if you're on the worst team in the league. I don't care if you're on the best team in the league. I don't care if you're getting all the commercial endorsements. I don't care if you're a virtual unknown who's the 15th man on the bench in the NBA. It doesn't matter. There is a pressure there to produce. I don't want to diminish the 9-to-5 job or anything along those lines, but, you know, truthfully, if you're a limo driver and the boss decides that they don't like you anymore, you can get another job driving a car, you know, so long as your license is clean. You operate a forklift in a factory. The factory closes. If there's another factory that's open, you apply. You can get another job in, you know, driving a forklift. And it's not, again, it's honorable work. You're paying your bills. You're putting food on the table for your family. It's not to diminish it in any way, shape, or form. But there is a uniqueness to performing on the athletic field and court that is onto itself. And you know, I heard a couple people who I respect commenting about, yeah, you know, one of these guys, you know, who cares? They're making millions of dollars a year. Well, you know, not so fast. Any type of psychological issue, I don't care what it is, can be debilitating. And money doesn't change that. Now, for these guys, I mean, you look at DeMar DeRozan, who's an all-star. He's one of the best players in the league. You know, but they hear everything. You know, they're in the stands. They hear the comments. They're driving home from work. They all lie. I don't listen to sports talk. Yeah, you do. At one point or another, you do. You may turn it off if you're not hearing what you want to hear. But when he's driving home after a Raptor loss, I guarantee you he's hearing what's being said about the team and what's being said about him. You get blowback in practice. You get teammates that don't like you, teammates you don't like, whatever the circumstances are. And the other aspect of this, which I think a lot of people don't realize, is part of the pressure with these guys is the fact that, you know, they've got a limited shelf life. And I don't, you know, it's great. Yeah, they make millions of dollars. I understand. But it is a limited shelf life. And with that being said, when you know that your career is going to come to a halt at a relatively young age, it's very difficult to mentally adapt to that. Danny Cannell was talking about it yesterday, and I'm not a huge, hey, Danny Cannell's the be-all and end-all for talk shows, but he had a really good point. He said when he got out of football, he had an adjustment period that he had a very, very hard time dealing with. And it went on for quite a while with him. He was, you know, not a great player. He was a very good player. He had huge success at college, obviously. But it affected him. And it affected him in a very big way. And he said he had a real hard time finding his way post-career until he finally did. And it's not uncommon. These guys, if you've ever been around ex-athletes, and we're around them, a lot of them can't figure it out. They have the capacity, many of them, to deal with the off-the-field stuff, but a lot of them don't. And the reason why is that there's a certain taking mentality, I guess, is the best way to put it. I'm struggling for the words here because I want to get it right. Where when they're in public, it's a take-take situation. If you ever go to these autograph shows or you ever see an ex-athlete in a restaurant where he's recognized or whatever the circumstances are, it's somebody, you know, they'll go running up and, you know, people, oh, can I have your autograph? Can I get a picture? Whatever circumstances are. A lot of times these parents are in there with their kids, and if the athlete is removed from the game for quite a while, a lot of times they're not recognized. You know, and dad will go up and you know, go get so-and-so's picture. Who's that? And sometimes you see the reaction of the ex-athletes, and they'll flinch a little bit. You know, and they're not used to not being in the limelight. And when they get the opportunity at these autograph shows and whatever, and they go, it's they feel like they're stars again. And many of them are. But it's a fleeting thing at that moment, because then they go back to nobody's opening doors for them. They're not walking into a hotel when they're where they're living in a suite, you know, if they're truly an elite star and things along those lines. And they have to adjust to that. Yeah, I know, Bob. Oh, they're not in hotel suites anymore. No, but it is a big adjustment. And not all of them deal with it well. There's a higher level of drug abuse. There's a higher level of alcohol abuse. You know, hanging with the boys and all those kind of circumstances. A lot of broken marriages on retired athletes. Now, the two athletes that we're talking about today are active, but it doesn't change the burden for them. And we'll explore that a little bit right after this short timeout. We're hitting the exit ramp. Tap on the brakes. Make sure you don't go through the stop sign. We'll be right back.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl and Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Attack Black. Robert, you, 1-800-878-PLAY, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing. You look at what goes on in professional sports, and you're also talking about a different generation now. I talked about some of the old-timers and the direction that they went in post-career, and many are successful, many are not. And I'm not saying everything for the non-successful people involves depression or mental illness or things along those lines. But you move into this generation of kids and, you know, Generation Snowflake, they're not trained in the most to handle adversity on any level. It's, you know, everybody is, their kid is the best, their kid is a genius, their kid is the best athlete in the world, their kid is this, their kid is that. And when the realities of the world sneak up upon them and they fail on some level, they're not always prepared to deal with it. Now, we're talking about grown men in this situation, and DeMar DeRozan, who's 28, and Kevin Love, who I believe is 30. And they've been around the block enough times. Love's dad was an elite athlete, and DeMar DeRozan has always handled himself as a mature human being off the court, from what I can tell. But in the dark recesses of the mind, these guys are hurting sometimes. And I was impressed with the fact that DeMar DeRozan was willing to open up and talk about how he's handled it. He talked about how he always has various nights. I've always been like this since I was young, but I think that's where my demeanor comes from. He goes, I'm so quiet. If you don't know me, I stay standoffish in a sense in my own personal space so I can cope with whatever it is I've got to cope with. Well, that's pretty heavy stuff. And when you think about the pressure he's been under since he was a kid. I mean, I think he was like the eighth overall pick or something along those lines when he got drafted, you know, and him coming out of USC and he was counted on to win there, even though, you know, the program was struggling at the time. He's just an elite talent, and that pressure has been on him his entire life. Well, evidently off the court, it's not something he deals with easily. And I appreciate his wisdom. I appreciate the way he goes about treating other people. He talks about that extensively in his article with the Star. He said, look, this is real stuff. We're all human at the end of the day, and that's why I look at every person I encounter the same way. I don't care who you are. You could be the smallest person off the street, or you could be the biggest person in the world. I'm going to treat everybody with the same, with respect. My mom always told me, never make fun of anybody, because you never know what that person is going through. And ever since I was a kid, I never did. I didn't care what shape, form, ethnicity, nothing. I treat everybody the same because you never know. That is wisdom beyond years. And I know that most of you are listening who are going, yeah, well, you know, I know that, I do that. No, you don't. You probably don't. And I don't mean that makes you a bad person either. But we all have judgment within us. We all judge each and every day. You know, it's when you have no peace of mind and your day-to-day activities get to you, which they do. They get to everybody. It is only human to take it out on other people. And people do that constantly. And, you know, you think about it. Go into the bank. And you're online waiting for the teller. You know, when somebody's having a hard time with their banking account or whatever the circumstances are. You know, tell me, how many times do you start tapping your feet, you know, huffing and puffing and doing all this stuff? Well, you know, it's human nature. Everybody does it. But if you can catch yourself and not take it out on that person, then you're making the world a better place. You are. And I like DeRozan's approach. And it's the little things. And he's 100% right. And you think about it. If you're listening today, if you get one takeaway out of this discussion for the whole day, take that out. Have that as your takeaway. You know, you're in line at the 7-Eleven or the Wawa or wherever you're going. You're in line at the grocery store. You're waiting to get gasoline in your car. You know, you're sitting at your desk, and your fellow employee walks up to you, and they screwed up. Think about that for a minute, okay? Think about it. Think about how you're treating that person. Think about how maybe what they're going through in that particular day. Maybe their mom is really sick. Maybe their kid's failing in school, or they have a drug problem. Or, you know, think about that a little bit before you beat up on that person that you're in line with. I when I read that in his article in the Toronto Star, it brought me to tears. Because I swear to you, I tell you this from behind the mic, this is how I try to go about my life. I don't succeed. I do not succeed every time. I get impatient, particularly when I'm driving. And it's one of my big flaws. I like to drive fast, and when people are in my way, it annoys me. I'm safe, but I'm fast. And I've been known to throw a few expletives out there. But, you know, in my day-to-day, for the most part, I really try to handle myself where I treat people. I thank them when I'm in line for something. If they're bagging my groceries, I thank them. It you know, if they help me out, I'm looking for a particular thing in a store, they help me out, I always thank them. It's people appreciate that stuff. And like I said, like DeMar DeRozan said, you never know. You don't know what happened to that person that day, that morning, that week, that year, that day. It doesn't matter. You know, and if you could just, even if you do it once over the course of the day, just once, maybe you're making that person's day a little better. And if you do that, that's all right. You help the world a little bit. Kevin Love shared his as well. You know, he was talking about back in November when the Cavs were struggling. Right after halftime against the Hawks, he had a panic attack. He said he'd never had one before. I didn't even know if it was real. And it was real. As real as a broken hand or a sprained ankle. And since that day, almost everything about the way I think about mental health issues have changed. And this is his article he penned for the Players Tribune. Players Tribune is a damn good site. Athletes feel like they can be honest there. You know, and he talks about it himself. It you know, he knows it from experience. He said, growing up as a boy, you have to learn what it's like to be a man. And he talks about the fact that, you know, you suppress your feelings and you get tough. And he's 29 years old. I mean, he kind of grew up in that in-between. You get these kids that are 16, 17, 18 years old right now. And it's a different set of circumstances because they've been protected for the most part their whole life. Well, anyway, he talks about what happened after halftime. You know, Coach Lou called a timeout in the third quarter. When he got to the bench, he felt his heart racing. He couldn't catch his breath. And he ran to the locker room. He ended up on the floor in the training room. They took him to the Cleveland Clinic. They ran a bunch of tests. And he was trying to figure out what the hell happened. And he talks about how after the fact, now you guys got to remember this, right? When Isaiah Thomas was still with Cleveland, he was the first one to question Kevin Love and whether or not he was really hurt. And you know, all this kind of stuff. Well, after Kevin Love had this panic attack, he talked about the fact the first thing he wanted to do was hide. And he wasn't going to talk to anybody about it. And he wasn't going to get involved in any kind of discussion. Fortunately for him, the Cavaliers helped him. And it got him to a therapist. And the therapist made him understand that, you know, it's okay. Now, I'm not putting this on Isaiah Thomas. Don't misunderstand me. There's no way that he would know. But you think about how he was called out by Isaiah Thomas and evidently a couple of other teammates as well. Walk a mile in somebody else's shoes before you go down that road. And again, not Isaiah Thomas's fault. We all do it. Let's tap out right there. We'll wrap up this discussion on the other side. When we come back, more of the attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army. And he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Nice. Welcome back to the attack. Black, Robert, you, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is toll-free telephone number of the attack. And the openness of Kevin Love, and it was interesting because he did couch it by saying, not everybody should, you know, throw your feelings out there, and he's 100% right about that. You know, not everybody should do it. They're not prepared for the blowback on it. Not everybody reacts in a positive way. to what goes on, but he talked about the fact that DeMar DeRozan opening up in the Toronto Star influenced him to open up about what he went through. And, you know, again, for those of you who don't remember, his teammates, well, and Isaiah Thomas specifically, was coming down very heavy on him as to why he didn't play, and he was questioning his injury, and this had something to do with the depression. It had to do with an injury that he had, and they were questioning it. And Thomas was trying to make himself a leader on a team that didn't want to accept him, and he was being very vocal about it. And, you know, again, it when you look at what Kevin Love went through, what DeMar DeRozan went through. And again, the sympathy level is not going to be there from a lot of people because they just assume that money equals happiness. But that's not always the case. And he even addressed it himself in the article. He talked about the fact, he goes, hey, you know, what's my problems? I'm healthy. I play basketball for a living. What do I have to worry about? Now, I mean, I hope in the post here that his teammates are very supportive of him. I haven't heard much of anything yet, but maybe as it comes out a little more, they'll say something. But as he put it very accurately, everybody is going through something that we can't see. That's just what it is. So, like I said, if you're out there today, just give that a little thought. All right? Maybe you get a little something out of it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number. And other NBA news. And it was a good night. On the court, off the court, not so much, at least not for Mark Cuban. He has been accused of sexual assault now from 7 years ago in some bar in Portland that he was in. I don't know what to say. You got to take it seriously. Woman said Cuban reached inside her pants while they were taking a picture in a Portland nightclub. Cuban said it didn't happen. Okay. But it's out there, and you can't undo it. The accusation, that is. Life doesn't play fair that way. She said she doesn't want to pursue any action, yet she felt the need to say it. So I don't know what to think. I'm not going to opine one way or the other because that's not fair to either one of the parties involved. But the accusation has been made. Cuban's going to have to deal with it. And now it's becoming problematic for the Mavericks and the Maverick organization. In theory, they could make him sell if some of this stuff is confirmed, but I don't know that that's going to happen. So we'll see. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. The NBA has an issue with tanking. They had a number of issues with a number of things, but they have an issue with tanking. And the Bulls, who did a very good job of bringing in young talent like Lauri Markkanen and Chris Dunn, among others, have been sitting some of the guys who have been productive for them, like Robin Lopez and Justin Holiday, both of who have been inactive for most of the games since the All-Star break. Now, John Paxton was proactive about this and reached out to the league and said, hey, look, we're resting these players. We also need to find out about some younger players. They can put the lipstick on the pig all they want. The reality is that they're tanking because they see that they have a pretty good young core and they're willing to tank for the rest of the season in order to get a, hopefully for them, better position in the draft. Well, all right. You know, maybe so, maybe yes. Might happen, might not happen. But when you look at where the Bulls were before the All-Star break, and they were playing some pretty darn good basketball, and where they are now, because they're 3-7 in their last 10, it's pretty obvious that they're willing to lose. You know, they're two games behind the Knicks in the standings. Knicks are 1-9 in their last 10. Scary thing is with them, they're not really tanking. They're just playing horrible basketball. They wouldn't mind tanking. But they're still playing their quote-unquote best players. They only have two decent players on the team as far as the veterans go, and everybody else is young and trying to learn. They want to find out about Moutier. They want to find out about Tillichina. You know, but Courtney Lee isn't playing a ton anymore. They couldn't move him at the trade deadline, even though they wanted to. Jarrett Jack was perfectly fine as their stopgap point guard in the beginning of the year, but you knew eventually the Knicks were going to want to find out about the kids that they were playing. And then you got Tim Hardaway Jr. and Enes Kanter, and that's it. Everybody else on that team ain't going to be there in a couple of years. And ever since Porzingis went down, and if you're questioning his value to that franchise, all you have to do is look at what happened since then. They'll be looking to win another five games the rest of the year. Right now, if they won out, they'd finish at 500. Well, they're not going to win out, and they're playing 369 basketball. Brooklyn's trying to win because they don't have a draft pick, but they're so bad, they're 20-45. They're probably going to blow past a number of these teams, much to the chagrin of Cleveland. And out west, you're dealing with the same thing. I mean, the Lakers are trying, and their team is getting better. Utah's still trying to climb into playoff position, and the Clippers aren't going away either. Jazz are trying to climb up. But Sacramento, Dallas, you know, Cuban got fined $600,000. Memphis is horrible. Phoenix is horrible. Phoenix is 1-9. Memphis is 0-10. You know, Lee's got a real issue here with this. Now, the rules are going to change as of next year. And that's when I'll be explaining them, next year. But with all that being said, you know, you're asking fans to spend top dollar to come out and see a team that doesn't want to win. Well, that in itself is an issue. So, I mean, what do you do about it? I mean, you can throw as many fines as you want at them. Not going to change what's going on. Because that's just how it is. It's unfortunate. And, in many instances, the fans frankly don't mind. Because they know by winning basketball games, that maybe they're not going to get the player that the team is targeting. And they're going to, maybe Marvin Bagley or whoever it is. And they're not going to be able to get that player if they win one more game or something along those lines. I don't know. But, it's a problem. You wouldn't see me going into the arena to spend money. Not if I'm watching a G League team. And in many instances, that's what you're watching. Now, it's tough. And like I said, Paxton got in front of it. He went up and said, hey, we're not trying to lose, but we got to find out about some guys. Sixers are playing good ball. 128-114 over the Hornets. Charlotte's one of those in-between teams. You ain't going to try to lose with Michael Jordan running that team, I'll tell you that much. But they don't have a ton of talent either. Raptors beat the Hawks, but everybody beats the Hawks. Wiz are playing great basketball. Great basketball. Beat Miami, who's hanging in there. Rockets winning streak continued. We may double back on some of these games. But, you know, well, here you go. One of the aforementioned teams, the Knicks, right? They get taken out in Portland last night, 111-87. All right, so their starting lineup was Lance Thomas, Tim Hardaway Jr., who dropped 19, Enes Kanter, who had a double-double, 18-11, Emmanuel Mudiay, and Frank Ntilikina started. Now, again, I don't have any trouble with the Knicks starting that backcourt. They have to find out what's going on with these young kids and if they think they're going to be players going forward. Now, Mudiay, who, let's not forget, got picked in front of Kristaps Porzingis in the draft, played 26 minutes, went 1 of 9, 0 of 2 from three-point range, 4 assists, 6 turnovers. He was a minus 13 on the court and had 3 points in his 26 minutes. Ntilikina was 2 of 7. He was much better. 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, and he was minus 12 for his 6 points. So who replaced him? Trey Burks came in. He went 20 minutes, 2 of 12. He was in a G League a month ago. Jared Jack didn't play. Beasley was off the bench. Isaiah Hicks was off the bench. Terrence Williams was off the bench. I mean, this is, when you look at what's on their bench right now, that would be a team that would be tough to compete in the G League, let alone in the NBA. Hornacek's going to lose his job. Blazers are playing great basketball right now. Although what you have to worry about is, again, it's all guard-oriented. Nurkic isn't getting touches. In the playoffs, that's going to hurt him. Anyway, we'll head for the exits right here. Nobody scream fire. And we'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto makes it all work. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Get over it. I got the job. You don't. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, man, on break, I'm looking around and just, woof. Man, there are just some teams that have rosters right now that just have nobody on them. You know, I'm looking and I'm looking at how some of these teams are going about doing their business right now. And this is not pleasant to watch. You know, we'll get into the scores and some of the other stuff that's going on. And we'll also talk about Anthony Davis and what he's doing for the Pelicans, which is amazing stuff on the other side. But, you know, when you look at the Bulls, who on Monday got blown out 105-89 by the Celtics. And, you know, there's no shame in that. The Celtics are a championship contender. But, you know, you look at what was out there on the court for them. You know, Bobby Portis was starting. Bobby Portis is a good role player. He should be better, but he doesn't bring it each and every night. And I don't mean from effort. I mean just the consistency of his play. You know, when they traded Mirotic, he went into the starting lineup. Markkanen is continuing to play, so they can't say that they're not playing their best player because he's the best player on their team right now. David Nwaba, whoever that is, you know, Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine. So they're putting out there, in theory, a decent team. They brought in Vonleh. He's coming off the bench. Valentine was good off the bench. But, you know, again, they didn't play Lopez. They didn't play Holiday. You know, they're not intentionally trying to tank, but the mix of what they're doing is not producing anything for them. No, we'll see. And the Celtics whooped them without Kyrie Irving. So that's another aspect of it, too. All right, that's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here on the Sports Attack. Make sure you stay tuned for the news, and then don't go anywhere. I will hunt you down.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in a week, the Northeast U.S. is facing a major snowstorm.
We could see a couple feet of snowfall again in New York State. Some of those towns, 5 feet of snow.
That is heard on Boston
days.
Station WBZ TV, as interior parts of New England could end up with the lion's share of the snowfall. Though to the south, New Jersey's governor has already declared a state of emergency.
It has the potential to once again knock out power, including to those residents who just experienced outages stemming from the weekend nor'easter.
And like with the last storm, air flights and some Amtrak service have been canceled because of it. Stormy in a different way, adult film star Stormy Daniels suing President Trump over an alleged agreement she signed to keep quiet about a supposed affair with him years ago. Her lawsuit's also accusing President Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen of trying to intimidate her. And this is USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accu-Chek and Walgreens TruMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You know, when we're behind on every single country, trade wars aren't so bad.
As the president's top economic advisor, Gary Cohn, announces his resignation over a dispute over this issue, the president maintains he will impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. The president saying during a news conference yesterday,
"So we're doing tariffs on steel. We cannot lose our steel industry. It's a fraction of what it once was. And we can't lose our aluminum industry."
Cohn and some other Republicans think the tariffs could spark a worldwide trade war. House Speaker Paul Ryan saying yesterday he understands the president's concerns about unfair trade.
"But I think the smarter way to go is to make it more surgical and more targeted."
An investigation continues after a Missouri police officer was shot and killed last night, and two other officers were wounded by a gunman who then barricaded himself in a home and was later found dead inside. It happens in Clinton, Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Florida lawmakers now expected to vote on a school safety plan today that neither opponents nor supporters of gun control favor. The bill coming in the wake of a shooting that killed 17 at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida last month. The bill raises the age to buy a gun to 21. It would also allow trained school personnel to carry concealed weapons. Gun rights advocates oppose raising the age. Gun opponents wanted a ban on semi-automatic weapons, expanded background checks, and waiting periods after a gun purchase. California facing a lawsuit over its stand on immigration. The Trump administration is suing the Golden State over sanctuary policies for illegal immigrants. The Justice Department lawsuit taking aim at three recently passed laws that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities. The DOJ says those laws hinder agents from doing their jobs and it puts them in danger. The suit calls for the laws to be declared invalid and to block their enforcement. When he signed them into law, Governor Jerry Brown said the measures give comfort to families fearing deportation. AG Jeff Sessions is to speak at the annual meeting of the California Peace Officers Association a little bit later this morning in Sacramento. And for the first time, the FDA is allowing the sale of a genetic test for cancer risk directly to consumers. Yesterday, approving 23andMe's saliva test for three specific breast cancer mutations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Get over it. We'll survive. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every night. I got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. We did too numerous to list, so we stay away from that as much as possible. But what we don't stay away from is the various different platforms and devices that you can use to get this show and all the other shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ah, my neighbor's waving at me as we're going past the front door. See me in the headsets on there. He's a very nice person, walking his dog, as he always does. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, you know the drill. And if you were heading to various different places, you're heading to school, heading to work, getting the spouse out the door, getting the kids off to school, you know, come on. Come on. You know. What the deal is that we only got you for a few minutes. And that's literally what it comes down to. Just a few minutes. And if that's the case, we want you here. We don't want you anywhere else. We don't want you to listen to Oprah Radio or Dr. Laura or one of the various different people. No. We want you here. I'm selfish. I got to have you. I do. I make no bones about it. I'll go out. I'll hunt you down. I'll find you. You know, I'll steal your device. I will take it from my own and permanently lock in iHeart, TuneIn, or Stitcher. You think I'm kidding? Try me. Give me your device. Send it to me. The old soupy sales bit. They've got the listen live capacity. It's right there for you. And like I said, we only get you for a brief period of time. So if that ends up being the case, I'm only going to have you for a while. Well, make sure you're listening to me. /talk, click on the listen live. We're right there for you. And that's a beautiful thing. It truly is. Again, you can listen on Sirius. You go to our award-winning website, which that in itself is pretty cool. So, check it out. We'll be back and set the table right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest price.
prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack, Black. You, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We've got a nice hour in front of us, wrapping up NBA talk, tickets punched, a little bit of NFL as we get out there. Boy, baseball's right around the corner, too. That's going to be fun to start talking about. And Marin Ireland, and she'll come and talk to us at 40 after the hour from Hell or High Water, among other things. She's got some new projects going on, and we'll talk to her about her things that are going on. She's a if you haven't seen Hell or High Water, it's a very good movie. It kind of grew on me. I wasn't all that impressed with it to start out with it, but the more I got into it, the more I started relating to those characters, and they've got some pretty heavyweight actors in there. So, and she's one of them. So we'll be talking about that as we go along. But as I said, back to the NBA. And, you know, when you've got the season winding down and teams are heading towards the playoffs and all kinds of good stuff, Houston kept their streak going yesterday against OKC and won their basketball game. Not a new headline. Okay. Just checking that. Oh, yeah, here was one. And this is, well, I'll get to that in a second. There we go. I love it when I can't make up my mind. You look at what's been happening around the league, and you got teams heading in opposite directions. Portland's playing really good basketball, but as I said before we went to the top of the hour, what I'm worried about with Portland, and I have to be completely honest about it, is they're just so guard heavy. They don't get their big man involved when McCollum and his running mate are on the court. They just don't. And that's all well and good in the regular season. But if they're going to compete, and they're third in the West right now, which people have very quietly not noticed. Now, can they make a run at either Golden State or Houston? No, that's not going to happen. Because, I mean, there's incredible separation. They're 12 games back. But when you look at 3 through 8, Portland is 39-26. And Denver, who's sitting in the 8 hole, is 35-29. There's virtually no separation between these teams. You're talking 3.5 games. And you take it even further, you go to Utah, which is sitting in the 10 hole, and it's 4.5 games. So you're in third right now. You could be out of the playoffs in a week. But they're playing superb basketball right now. They're 9-1 in their last 10. Now, you just to look at the top four. And oh, by the way, you know who's number four? New Orleans. Alvin Gentry, my butt. Anthony Davis, one-man show, who's, by the way, he's moving himself into being considered for the MVP. But we'll leave that for, you know, a couple minutes from now. Houston's 10-0 in their last 10. Golden State's 9-1. Portland's 9-1. And New Orleans is 9-1. San Antonio's 3-7. Minnesota's 4-6. OKC's 6-4. And Denver's 6-4. Utah's 8-2. I got news for you. There could be some significant slide. Now, you know, Houston continued their winning streak. At the expense of OKC. Anybody in Oklahoma thinks they're automatically getting in, don't be surprised. Same with San Antonio. San Antonio is not playing good basketball. Let's put it this way. The 10 seed in the West is going to be above 500. And they're not going to go to the playoffs. Now, last night, Rockets played the Thunder, 122-112. Kept their winning streak going. Westbrook and Carmelo had very good games. Paul George was okay. They just can't compete. Not with Houston. Paul, Harden, Ariza, P.J. Tucker, and Clint Capella. Clint Capella, he of the, you should be paying attention to him. Because he's playing great basketball. They're playing heavy minutes in Houston. OKC got okay stuff off the bench. Nothing great. But they're just not in the same level. OKC's good. They're 37-29. They're also 2.5 games out of being out of the playoff spot. So keep it in mind. Because I got news for you. A lot of these teams are going to be fighting for a spot at the very end. There ain't going to be any rest and not going to be any tanking. And, oh, by the way, if you do end up losing to one of the aforementioned tanking teams, you got problems. Because there's going to be very little margin for error going down the last merry-go-round here. And that's no joke. And you look at some of these box scores. The players who are supposed to produce, they are producing. But, like I said, no margin for error. 121-116 Pelicans over the Clippers in L.A. Nice win for them. Anthony Davis with 41. He got a shot in the ribs. Took him off the court. Him and DeAndre were banging around. One thing about Anthony Davis, and you know, they identify him as a power forward, but he ain't adverse to going down in the paint. He had 41 points, 13 boards. Holiday, Rondo, Okafor and Moore. Miracic off the bench. 24 minutes, 13 points. This is what they need to do. And Gentry, I'll give him props in this particular instance, actually looks like he figured it out as far as who should be starting and who should be coming off the bench. Because you got to have something on your second unit. You know, Davis is averaging 28 points and 11 boards this year. That ain't no joke. And he's not going to sit out at any point. You know, you look at his scoring since he's come into the league. He's been in the league a few years now. Right? Starts out 64 games in his first year. Averages 13.5. Attempted 6 3-pointers. You take it fast forward to 2016, 2017, 2017, 2018, 28 points. So he's probably at his max right now. Attempted 134 threes last year, made 40. 127 this year, made 45. So his percentage has actually gone up. He's murdering it. All due respect to Karl Anthony Towns and to Boogie, who for years I touted as the best big man in the game. Anthony Davis is the best big man in the game. And he's single-handedly propelling the Pelicans. Which, I you know, like I said, I feel bad for Boogie at this point in time. I really do. Because he's in a situation right now where, you know, he's going into a free agent year. Looked like he wanted to re-sign with New Orleans, but, you know, quite honestly, why would you re-sign him? As good as they were playing together as Twin Towers, you're playing better ball without him. Not his fault. It's just they're both big men who need the ball down low and occasionally step out and take the three. And you combine that with the Achilles, woof, that's problems. So I feel for Boogie. You know, Boogie will never not give you effort. He gets a bad rap. Ask the people in the community how much they like Boogie, because they really do. All right, let's head for the end zone right now. Throw up the Hail Mary and stay tuned for the commercials. I'm Black, you're not. Please don't go anywhere.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl and Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Attack on Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Look, playoffs are right around the corner in the NBA. Home stretch, as it were. Teams are tanking. Teams are stretching. Teams are running hard, playing hard. And nobody more so than the New Orleans Pelicans. I mean, it's Anthony Davis is on a one-man mission to put this team on his back and make it to the playoffs. He's tired of losing. He's in his prime. And he's going for it. And to me, he's in the running for MVP. And if they make it, there's a real good possibility he's going to get it. And that's okay. And if it ends up being the case that they get in, he should win the playoffs, nobody should have any bitch about it. Because what he's doing is extraordinary. And like I said, they were playing good basketball before. And I had no issue with what they were doing, how they were doing it. But I do have an issue with their coach. He's just not that good. And he evidently has taken it upon himself to just make sure that this team is going to get there. They're not going to finish in the lottery again. And, you know, again, there's a decent amount of season to be played. But with that being said, what he's doing and how he's efforting his game right now is taking himself up to that next level. Now, James Harden's going to win the MVP. I mean, you know, they just are. Particularly if he finishes on top of the West, because a lot of people feel he got jobbed last year. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, you start comparing stats. I'll put Anthony Davis in there. And if he doesn't get the respect of finishing in the top three, then people aren't paying attention to this man's game, because he's been that good. So we'll see. Warriors beat up on the Nets, 114-101. Not surprising. Talk about the Knicks and the Trailblazers before. Rockets extend their streak. Mavericks actually won a basketball game, beating the Nuggets 118-107. You can't, and this is what I'm talking about. You can't go down to Dallas with a team that is definitively tanking and lose that basketball game if you're Denver. Not if you plan on making the playoffs. Their stars did not have good games. Jokic played 25 minutes, had 4 points. Sorry. Dirk went 22 and had 17. They can still play a little bit. Understand something about the Mavericks. Their core is pretty good as far as what they have to build around. You know, Yogi, Smith, and Harrison Barnes. Smith could be an elite point guard. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Yogi Ferrell and Harrison Barnes, very good role players. Harrison Barnes was supposed to be more than that, but he's not going to be. Nerlens Noel, when they can get him to show up and play, he only had 8 points in 25 minutes, but he had 14 boards, and he was the difference in the basketball game. A lot of second chances. He kept a lot of stuff alive. You know, Wes Matthews hasn't been healthy. I mean, there's stuff here that, unfortunately, for Dallas, hasn't worked out right. But they do have the ability down the line to have a pretty good basketball team. And a lot of it will depend on who they get in the draft and whether or not that person is successful or not. But they're going to get some really good picks. This is a deep, deep college draft. But like I said, you can't go in there if you're Denver and lose that basketball game. Nope. And at the end of the year, when it comes down to it, there's a real distinct possibility that, you know, this is what you're going to be paying a price on. Because, yeah, this is that last slot in the West is going to be decided by a half game or tiebreakers. It's literally going to come down to that. And, I mean, the Mavericks blew them out in the third quarter. 38 third quarter points. No bueno. Tickets are being punched. Which is a good thing. Yeah, it's weird, man. I mean, I'm talking to people who ordinarily are pretty heavily involved with what's going on with March Madness and everything else. And no juice. With the FBI scandal, now the NBA is ready to swoop in and start letting 18-year-olds go back to coming out and going into the NBA. Steve Kerr, who will chime in on everything, chimed in on this and said, let undrafted guys return to college, which I don't know. I mean, logistically, they could work it out where the guys could do it before the recruits are signed. And, there's all kinds of stuff that goes on there. But here's the thing, right, is that you're going to have to write rules in for the agents. You know, can they take money? Can they sign a sneaker deal? Will they go in? You know, all the stuff that they're having issues in dealing with now, they're going to have issues with by doing that. Underclassmen who leave college and sign with an agent, they're done with their eligibility at that point in time. And the NCAA has the rule in place that says even if you don't get drafted, you can't go back to school. Now, the rule they have set up is you sign with an agent, or at least keep your name in the draft after the 10-day withdrawal period, your fate is set, and you can withdraw. And they're going to have to work it out. I mean, this is, look, the scandal is big. It's not as big as everybody, you know, there's not millions of dollars out there. But it's significant, and it's affecting programs, and it's affecting coaches. I was surprised that Arizona stood next to Sean Miller and let him continue to coach. I still think he's done at the end of the year. But, I mean, when you're vehemently denying signing up for $100,000, but, I mean, the FBI supposedly has him on tape. So, I mean, if ESPN got that story completely wrong, and they don't have him on tape because it was reported on ESPN, then he should sue the hell out of them. Because he literally, his career was hanging by a thread. And if that's the case and they got it wrong, without documentation and just the we want to be first, SI had all their I's dotted and their T's crossed when they did their reports. Nothing has been refuted with Sports Illustrated. But with ESPN, it's been a completely different animal. Now, okay, now if I'm him and that's I wouldn't be happy. Let's put it that way. And my lawyer'd be working hard. Tickets punched. Lipscomb's in. Radford's in. Michigan's in. We've all talked about them. Charleston is in out of the Colonial. Wright State's in. Loyola Chicago in. LIU at 18 and 16 in. Murray. South Dakota State and Gonzaga, who probably put the kibosh on BYU's chances. So we'll see. Last night, Notre Dame held off Pitt. So they're still alive. Looking for some of the other thread ones. BC beat Georgia Tech. Syracuse beat Wake. They're still alive. Like I said, Gonzaga beat BYU by 20, so they're probably done. That's it as far as staying alive. Big boy conferences are playing. And there's some games coming up that are going to be interesting, to say the least, with these conferences, including OU and OSU. Yeah, it's funny. And people who know the show know I'm an OSU guy. But I keep hearing how the game at the Sprint Center, which will be on ESPNU tonight, you know, it's a must-win for Oklahoma State, but not a must-win for Oklahoma. Well, tell me the difference. Please tell me the difference. They're both 18-13. They're both 8-10 in the Big 12. And Oklahoma State beat Kansas twice and OU. Let's tap out right there. Marin Ireland right after this short timeout.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. and enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, Marin Ireland's on walkabout, and hopefully they will find her before the end of the show, and we will talk to her. If not, we'll reschedule. It's a lot of times what we do. Look, it ain't easy if you're out on the West Coast. It's, you know, 5:30 in the morning. She might be jogging. She might be in the gym. Then again, she might freaking be asleep, which is, you know, what I would be if I was out there. The only exception is Robert. I want him to stay up 24/7. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. As I said, I ran down who's in so far in the tournament. We'll talk about it more after Selection Sunday, and we'll go in that direction. NFL. Ed Hockley retires. Hockley. He of the biceps. Man's got guns. 67 years old. They promoted his son, no nepotism here, Sean Hockley, to become a new ref. So that's okay. But, you know, Hockley is one of those guys, and if you remember, he is of the long-winded explanations. Jeff Triplett stepped out. Ed Hockley stepped out. The thing about Hockley that I always liked, he was a football player himself at UTEP. He's a lawyer, which explains the long-windedness. And he's going to be an independent consultant to the NFL. But here's the thing. You know, and people, you know, they've been kind of banging on him a little bit for being a windbag when it comes to his explanations. Here's the thing, okay? First of all, there's no confusion with Ed Hockley. When he's explaining something to you and why it happened, you know, there's that legendary explanation of the overtime rules involving San Francisco and the Giants back a few years ago. And you see the players like, enough already, shut up, we know what it is. But for the people who were at home, and this was right after they changed the rule to where it was just sudden death, whoever scored wins the game, as to, all right, if you get a possession, you get a touchdown, you score, you win. However, if you kick a field goal, the ball goes back, blah, 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 sudden death. If you don't, nobody scores, and the whole thing. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but Hockley did. There was nobody who didn't understand what was going to happen after he was done. So, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, you always knew, and the players had no excuse for not knowing. And, you know, it's funny, in that particular clip, which I saw this morning, you know, the fans started getting restless because the explanation was so long. Yeah, okay, you want to knock them for that? Well, that's fine. But then don't walk around going, well, you know, I don't understand why that happened. No, he was a damn good referee. But the biceps were legendary. That guy's 67 years old. He's got guns. His workout is on YouTube. So you can check that out, and he's there. And it's like, I couldn't do that. I'd die. Most people in their 30s would die from that workout. You know. Does a lot of curls. Works hard. You know. That's all right. But he's stepping out. Not too thrilled about the nepotism, but, you know. Yeah. Like I said, Ed works hard, always did, and the biceps will be missed. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Alden Smith turned himself in. This is something we did not get into in yesterday's show. Again, another domestic abuse incident. I just don't see where he's going to be, where he's going to be able to survive this and continue his career in the league. Somebody who's going to continue her career, not in the league, but at least on their show, is Marin Ireland. How you doing, kid?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad we were able to get you. And I'm sorry, I need to ask, is it Marin or Marin?
It is Marin.
Okay, so I got it right.
Yes.
Yes, first thing I always ask, there's nothing worse than going through an interview mispronouncing the person's name.
I'm pretty used to it. I answered almost anything.
I would imagine. I mean, I know your career fairly well. You're a very accomplished actress.
Well, thank you.
You just announced a stage thing that you're going to be doing, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes, Old Tennessee Williams.
Sure.
But people know you from Homeland. They know you from Hell or High Water. Hell or High Water was one of those interesting movies for me. I was like, yeah, it's okay when I first started watching it. And then I watched it again, and I got more and more into it. And I lived in that part of the country for quite a while, and I felt as if by the time I watched it that second time that I really knew those people. Your part was interesting in that you had that world weariness about you in that character, although you've probably never been out of the county. How did you approach going about that part?
You know, it's interesting. A part like that, I remember when I was, you know, reading the script for the first time and was sent the script, and my agents were like, look, there's not a lot on paper. It's not a very big part on paper, but the part is really woven into the fabric of the story so deeply. You know, it's sort of why Chris Pine's character is doing all the things he's doing. He's trying to get money for his wife and his kid, you know. So it was one of those things where it felt like, okay, this is the kind of thing where somehow I have to figure out a way to feel like I have this sort of weight and I'm really deeply woven into this thing. And luckily, I was able to come out to the set and be there a few days beforehand so I could sort of hang out with the guys and talk to the director and be around the set for a little while and feel like I had authority in a way over that space and time and all of that. And it's a really interesting challenge to come in with like a relatively small role, but something that is really important to the story itself. And I do feel like I thought about that a lot and tried to figure out a way to kind of connect with those guys and with the place, like you said, to feel like not just the actual outdoor space, but even just that house we were shooting in and all of that, to really try to find a way to, like, you know, touch everything, be there, sit in that space for a while, sit with those guys for a bit, and really focus on that sensation. It was really it's an amazing script. I remember thinking, you know, even if I'm just there for those few days, I'm so grateful to be part of that story because it really does stick with you. Like you said, I read it two or three times, and I remember having that same sensation just reading it more than once, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there you are, and you know, you're a young mom in that, relatively mm-hmm. speaking, but here you are, you have teen boys. And it's just it gives that texture, that flavor, that layers of a lot of what goes on in that part of the country. And I lived there for a long time myself, you know, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. Texas, in that area. And you ran into these people all the time. And it's a hard life and it's a tough life. And in that very brief scene, you really gave it across. And that line that you had with Jeff Bridges, where he's like, "Oh, you must be his wife," and you were just so definitive with the ex-wife.
Yeah, no, that was it. It's a pretty fun thing to get to do, to get to show up to work with Jeff Bridges and try to throw him some shade, you know.
Yeah, it was some darn good shade. I felt the temperature drop about 20 degrees myself, so that was pretty good. Now you've got some new projects coming up. Talk about that a little bit with us.
Well, I'm really lucky because you know, you were just mentioning Tennessee Williams, and you know, in these breaks between shooting television shows, I started out doing theater, and it's such a different kind of a muscle. And for me, theater and film and TV, they feel like such different experiences. They're very complementary to me. So I don't necessarily sort of feel like, oh, I like one more than the other. I start really craving a different thing while I'm shooting a TV show. By the end of that season, I'm really craving doing a play and things in the reverse. So this opportunity came along to do this Tennessee Williams play at this off-Broadway company called Classic Stage Company here in New York. And I'm really lucky. It's a play called Summer in Smoke that it doesn't get done very often. It's one of the sort of lesser known ones, but I really love it. And, you know, when a play like that comes along, it's like with Shakespeare, Chekhov, these sort of big titans. You kind of feel like that's a mountain you got to climb, you know?
Yeah, you know, I always found it interesting. I mean, I'm doing radio now, but my background is theater, and I made a pretty good living at it myself for a little while. You know, it was not easy, but anytime you made more than 40 grand in a year, you considered yourself a titan in the industry.
That's right.
It's a difficult transition a lot of times for actors to go from stage, where a lot of times there's a lot of emoting and it's bigger, to film or television, where smaller is oftentimes better. First of all, do you have difficulty with those transitions? And second, how do you go about making the adjustment from stage to screen?
I have an interesting story about that, which is that when I was doing an early play in my career, I think it was maybe, gosh, I forget now, I was saying 2002 or something. And interestingly enough, the story involves Frances McDormand, who, as we all just saw, her win her second Oscar a couple days ago. So she was in this play with me. It was me and Fran and Chris Messina. It was about a three-character play off Broadway in 2002. So she had won for Fargo a few years earlier. And Chris asked her, because he was about to move to L.A., and he asked her, do you make any adjustments when you do plays versus movies? Do you do anything different, you know? And I'd never done any TV or film. So I was really, you know, my ears perked up and I sort of leaned closer. And she said, no, why would I? I'm just telling the truth. Like, I'm just doing the same thing. What kind of adjustment would I make? And he was like, I don't know. And so she was just, and that to me was a huge learning experience. And she was just like, nope. And I was like, oh, okay, I don't have to worry about it. I just won't think about it unless it becomes an issue. And I feel like what she was talking about was like similar to if you're in theater even. You know, if you're acting in a tiny, tiny off Broadway space with 75 people versus a Broadway house with, you know, 1,200 seats, you do make adjustments even in that situation. Where for me, it's about like, where's the back of the house? Who's the last person I need to reach? And
right.
In a smaller space, it's not that far away. In a big space, it's a lot further away. And so for me, it's less about a physical, technical adjustment, other than vocally sometimes, obviously. But other than that, I'm just trying to sort of, in my mind, I'm always imagining sort of like wrapping my arms around the entire audience. So it's like just wanting to keep everybody in my sort of brain about like, okay, who do I have to kind of keep contacting? How far do I have to reach out there? And then, you know, when you're on a set, that person's right in front of you and the camera's right over here. And so that's what you're kind of, that's the audience size in that case to me. So for me, it's less of an adjustment about a technical thing. And it's been for me just focusing on, okay, just keep trying to tell the truth, keep trying to stay in the moment, and whatever the size of this room is where you're playing to, as opposed to kind of doing something different with my face. Although, you know, who knows, maybe other directors I've worked with would be like, I wish you would do something different with the face. But at least that's what I try to do in my mind, is just trying to keep the size of the, like, where, how far, and then for me, then it's the camera, you know, that's wherever the camera is, so. That's how I've always thought of it. And it's really just been because of that conversation with Fran all those years ago.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. Well, I'm going to come see you at Summer and Smoke. I'm based out of New York, too, so I'll knock on the door and say
great.
Hi. I'm there. But I've got you for about a minute. So Art would be mad if I don't talk about Sneaky Pete. Why don't you give us the lowdown on that before we let you out the door?
Sure. Yeah, there's the whole season comes out on Friday the 9th, so right around the corner here. And the exciting thing about this season, if people watch the first season of the show, the way I like to think of it is that the first season of the show is all about Giovanni Ribisi pretending to be this guy, Pete, who is my character's cousin. And the whole season is about him, like, defending that to the death, so to speak. But just saying, like, I'm Pete, nobody doubt me, I'm Pete. And then by the end of the season, this great twist happens where now suddenly it's really bad news that he's Pete. And he has to be like, I'm not Pete, I promise I'm not Pete. So the whole second season is about the fact that being Pete has now gotten him in trouble. So in the second season, he's in a different kind of hot water, and the real Pete gets out of prison. So sort of the one thing about this story that you'd think would pull, the, you know, the thread you cannot pull, we pull pretty early on in the second season. So it's genuinely really exciting. It was exciting to all of us. I remember calling up Graham at that moment being like, you can't do that. What's going to happen? Like, what's going to happen now? Real Pete? What do you mean? It's kind of amazing. I still have no idea. It's pretty thrilling to me. I'm still like, I can't believe we did that, because it's pretty incredible to me. But it's a really fun season.
Well, Moran, I want to thank you for coming on. What's your Twitter handle so people can follow you?
Moran Ireland. So just my name, Marin Ireland, like the country.
Appreciate the couple minutes. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Moran Ireland here on The Attack. And she's a very talented person. And there is a distinction between stage work, camera work. It's not easy. And for those of you who have ever done it or been involved in it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's tap out right here. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back later.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Avantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Avantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, this is going to be short and sweet. I want to thank Moran Ireland for coming on board. Appreciate the couple minutes that she was able to give. And Summer and Smoke is one of the lesser-known Tennessee Williams plays. She'll be doing that. And Sneaky Pete, obviously. Now, again, we'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow here in The Attack. But like I said, just want to thank Moran for coming on board. Always appreciate it when we get to talk to, you know, talented musicians and actors and authors, and, you know, take it out of the comfort zone of sports every once in a while. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.